The prosecution of Scott Decry, he's the man who killed 8 people at a Seal Beach salon back in 2011, was seen as a slam dunk case for the Orange County District Attorney's Office. After all, Decry pleaded guilty to the crimes 2 years ago. OC prosecutors originally sought the death penalty in the case, but in the years since, that case has been mired in scandal, and the DA's office has actually been removed for illegally using jailhouse informants to strengthen their case. Well, now the presiding judge says he could unilaterally take the death penalty off the table. Gustavo Arellano is editor of the OC Weekly. He's here this week for our KCRW Orange County line. Hey, Gustavo.
Hola, Steve.
Why is OC Superior Court Judge Thomas Goethals threatening to take the death penalty option away from prosecutors?
Because he is absolutely exasperated with Orange County Sheriff Sandra Hutchins. So a really, really brief recap of what's turned into a humongous mess for Orange County law enforcement. So the reason why all of this even came to light, the illegal use of jailhouse informants, the alleged destruction of logs that detailed these jailhouse informant conversations with sheriff's deputies and all that, is because of public defender Scott Sanders. In doing discovery for his client, Scott Decry, he found decades of this use. And so Thomas Goethals, at first he was completely unconvinced about what Sanders brought to the table. Then he was convinced, kicked off the DA. And so at this point, for a year, he's been asking Sandra Hutchins, the sheriff, explain yourself. And Hutchins has not explained herself. He has already threatened her with contempt of court. And he himself said it. I never thought in a million years, I mean, I'm not quoting directly, but to the sense that he said, I never thought I would ever say we should take off the death penalty. He calls it the nuclear option, that taking off the death penalty. And now he's considering it because Hutchins still does not want to help out.
This is a strategic move on his part to get the sheriff to come back and testify.
Basically. And he's also going to schedule what's called evidentiary hearings sometime next month, where he's going to have people, from the sheriff's department. I don't know if Hutchins yet, but on the witness stand testifying under oath. What did you know? When did it happen, and what have you done? And that's actually what got the sheriff's department in trouble in the first place, because there are 2 deputies that Judge Goethals said either you are lying flat out, you're in perjury, or you're just incredibly dumb. And that's what motivated him to just kick off the district attorneys from the case. So huge, huge scandal now going on for years at this point.
Now, the U.S. Attorney's Office is investigating the department, also the DA's office, at the invitation of DA Tony Rakakis. So what's the status of that investigation?
We're not going to know until the feds actually either find something or decide there's nothing there. That's how feds are. That's how they were with Mike Corona, the former sheriff who went to jail as well. The big issue right now is what's going to happen with the prosecution of the case, because as we talked about here a couple of months ago, Kamala Harris, when she was attorney general for California, she didn't want to pursue the case after Goethals asked the attorney general's office to take up the case. Under Javier Becerra, they're continuing with the case, but I'm sure they're not going to be happy to find out that Judge Goethals is now saying we're going to pull the death penalty. What's interesting now with the decree, families, or the families of those killed by Decry, some of the families want Decry put to death, want Javier Becerra's office to prosecute him to the fullest extent of the law. Other people are saying, no, just give him life in prison. We've been dealing with this tragedy now for 6 years, and this case keeps getting delayed again and again and again. And they're not, some people are angry at Scott Sanders, but other people are saying the district attorney's office, Tony Rakakis and Sandra Hutchins, the sheriff, they blew it for our families. They're causing us more pain.
And he pleaded guilty, like they want justice right now.
Oh, my God. Yeah, he actually pleaded guilt. He confessed to the crime right there on the scene. And how is it that Tony Rakakis' office blew what was already given to them? That itself is the ultimate scandal.
When will Judge Goethals make this decision about the death penalty?
Next up, as we said earlier, is going to be this evidentiary hearing. I think he just wants to see, okay, Sheriff Hutchins, you've been delaying all this time. What are you going to say? And if he's not satisfied with what they say, or worse, if he finds that there has been willful destruction of records, as Sanders has alleged, then that's when he'll probably make the decision right there. And even I think the more nuclear option is finding Sheriff Hutchins in contempt of court. Wow, that'll just put her up next to Corona right there.
All right. Gustavo Arellano with this week's KCRW Orange County Line. Gustavo, thanks.